This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. American Family Radio, AFR.net on the internet, AFR.net. We're here every Friday with this show, Trivia Friday. Ed, why don't we do this show?
Tim, I'm glad you asked. We do this show to make people more betterer and more smarterer. We know that America has not been keeping up as well with countries on terms of the educational scale.
Learning, on learning issues, we're falling behind.
We are. So we guarantee you listen to this show for an hour and a half, your IQ goes up 1 point.
Right.
Every Friday
every
that you
Friday.
Listen to it.
So you compound that
yes.
out there over time. And you're talking an IQ.
You compound this over 30 years, with a fixed rate.
There is no telling where you can go in life. Am I right?
No, you're right, Tim. There is no telling where our listeners can go,
Go in life. And once they get on the learning. Hey, you talking about the Trump train? Get on the learning train.
Right.
Right here on That's American right. Family Radio.
We believe
right.
in learning.
We need to go back to the phones, but we're going to reset our questions quickly. I said quickly. We're going to reset our questions.
All right, here I go. What U.S. state is struck by lightning more times than any other?
Mm-hmm.
Bible question. How many deacons were chosen in Acts chapter 6? That's what I've got left.
One too many. Go ahead, Walker.
Who was the first NASA astronaut to visit space twice? What NFL football teams have never made it to the Super Bowl?
And we've had a good guess at that one, but
yeah. And last one, who is the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants?
And
I'm not going to sing it anymore.
It's not Bob Denver, and it wasn't Walter Cronkite.
Yes.
So
I just looked up Bob Denver.
Well,
Patrick the Starfish.
Gilligan's Island.
Meet you at the Krusty Krab.
So it wasn't Sean Connery either, even though he had tried.
Yeah, my Walter Cronkite slipped over into Sean Connery. Junior.
Walter Cronkite
an Indiana Jones.
With a Scottish Junior. accent. And that's the way it is. All right, Walker, what do you have? But you do know who Bob Denver is now, right, Walker?
I do now.
Okay, so use
Mr.
that.
Gilligan.
You go out to eat today sometime, you use that with your server.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, just bring it up.
You remind me of Bob Denver.
Right,
you know that is?
Just drop Bob Denver's name and see what kind of look you get.
I'm going to get a Bob Denver with a cheese right. and lettuce and tomatoes.
Right. That's what you need to do.
At Red Robin.
What do you got, Walker?
That's
he just
it.
Did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, my question
is,
what toy was... Hold on a second, people. Sorry about that. What?
This is what we're talking about, making you more
his
better,
His lesson
folks.
Plan.
Man.
Professor Tim didn't have his lesson plan ready.
I apologize for that. I tell you what, go back to the phones.
All right.
I'll find it in a minute. Here we go. What toy invented in 1979 sold over 100 million units by the year 1982? So from 79 to 82, this thing exploded.
100 million.
Across
I think
the
I know
planet,
the answer to that.
Across the planet. So there you go. That's the first question I have. The second question, back to the phones, Ed.
Okay. Okay. You sure?
Good night. Well, I got a bunch of papers over here and they've all got jumbled up on me here.
All right. I'm going back to the phones. We're going to go to Virginia and Janice is on the line. Janice, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi. Thank you.
Janice, you want to ask, answer, or do
both? Oh, here it is. Okay. I'm sorry. My apologies. Okay. Here are my other two questions. Janice, I apologize. Who was the first explorer to reach the North Pole, right?
Okay.
That's gone unanswered. True?
Yeah, it has.
Correct.
Heretofore, gone unanswered.
And number three, what is the best-selling novel of all time? That has heretofore gone unanswered.
All right.
There we go. Back to the phone.
All right, Janice, you're up. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Okay, I'll answer.
Okay. Which one would you like to answer?
So the point question was already answered, right?
Yes, Robert Frost.
Okay. Right. Okay, I'll try the one, which state gets struck by...
All right, what U.S. state is struck by lightning more times than any other? Janice, what's your guess?
Florida.
Florida is correct.
Woo-hoo!
struck by lightning more than 1.2 million times a year.
You don't
and
ever
that
see...
is according to the National Lightning Detection Network, whatever
yeah,
that is.
You'll see. You'll never see that on the tourism ad.
Come to Florida and get struck by lightning.
Your chances are increased by 3 times. See Disney World. Hey.
Janice, how did you know that?
Go to the beach and get struck by lightning.
My husband is from Florida, and you know, he would always tell me about the horror stories they were here.
Yeah.
About where lightning struck.
Okay.
So watch out on the roller coasters at Disney World.
Right.
Yeah, when they tell you not to raise, throw your hands in the air, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Keep your hands on the metal bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And don't want to golf too much there either.
That's
Raising that metal club in the air.
Or golf with someone who's a little bit taller.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Janice.
What's your question for us?
Okay, I'm not much of a trivia person, but I'll try this.
That's a setup.
What is the minimum height requirement to join the military?
The minimum height requirement to join. You mean all the branches have the same minimum requirement? Or do you have a particular branch in mind?
Well, I think they're all the same.
Okay. But, all right. Well, I mean, I don't know.
I can't believe that kind of bigotry still exists in this world
heightenism?
Today.
Heightenism? Is that a word?
Heightenism.
Heightenism still is accepted?
I'm going to guess. I'm gonna go with five feet.
Oh, five foot? No, that's too short.
5 foot.
5'3"?
Well, it's got to be different for men and women, though.
This is a height minimum, right?
A height
if
minimum.
If you're below this height, you cannot enter the military.
We're going to have to go with one, guys. Let's go 5'3".
Janice, I'm going to go 5'9". Can I split from the crowd? I'm going to go 5'9".
Yeah, 5'9". Well, there's a bunch of people. You're not going to have a military then.
All right.
Go ahead, Janice.
So Walker said the right answer for the men is 5 foot for the men.
Wow.
A woman can be 4'10" and join.
The minimum.
4'10".
Minimum. You got to be able to see over the counter.
Now my mom, I'm 6'1". My mom was 5'1". I was an entire foot taller than my mom, and she was short. So you're saying, wow? So you can be like 2-3 inches below that for a woman. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I mean, I apparently still have heightist, mentality. I'm prejudiced.
Right.
On the basis of height.
It's probably subconscious.
We all
have to deal with those kinds of things.
Well, I have height privilege, too, you know.
Yeah,
I just
you
have
do.
To remember
height and white.
My height privilege.
Thank you, Janice.
All right, Janice. Thank you so much. Tell your husband to stay indoors when you guys go down to visit family in Florida.
5 foot for a man and 4'10 for a woman. That you got to at least be that tall to be in the U.S. military, according to Janice. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, back to the phones we go. We go to Texas, and Moses is on the line. Moses, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Welcome, Moses. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both, please.
Okay, and I just want our listeners to know you're 9 years old, right?
Yes.
So I'm not sure how you got into this university at 9 years old, but... You are blazing a trail for 9-year-olds everywhere. So, congratulations for that. So
Moses is blazing a trail.
Moses,
I like
Moses blazing a trail.
Yeah.
What question you want to try to answer, Moses?
The one about the NFL teams that have not gotten into Super Bowl.
All right, I'll read the question one more time to our listeners. What football teams have never made it to the Super Bowl? Give it a shot.
Cleveland Browns, Detroit Lions, Houston Texans, and Jacksonville Jaguars.
Wow.
Very good.
Houston
Very
Texans.
Good.
That was the one I couldn't remember.
It was the Texans.
Wow.
The Houston Texans are a relatively new franchise. I mean, I think they're 15 years old. That's relatively new in the NFL. So, but the Detroit Lions and the Cleveland Browns, and who's the other one?
Jacksonville.
Yeah, they're an expansion franchise from 20 years ago. So, anyway, good guess, Moses. Way to go, bro.
Excellent job.
You have a question for us?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and bring it.
Okay. New York, when it was first founded, it was claimed by three states, countries. It was claimed by three different countries. Can you name the people who claimed the countries?
You mean New York? You talking about New York City?
Yeah.
But don't.
New York State.
New York State.
We're going to talk amongst ourselves. We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
So it was claimed by three countries.
Yeah, the land, I guess, was claimed.
New York.
All right, so probably the Dutch.
Yeah, it happened to be because it was called New Amsterdam at first.
Yeah, and the British.
British.
And the French.
And the French, okay. French.
Or does that sound
you got
okay?
Anybody else, Walker?
That sounds good okay. to me.
All right, we'll go with the English, the British, the French, and the Dutch. Moses.
That was correct.
Oh, we're correct. All right.
Wow. I'm going to clap for us.
We're
right
clapping
there.
For
I'm
ourselves.
Glad I went with what you said, Ed.
That wasn't an easy question.
No, it was an excellent question. Do you like history, Moses?
Yes. It was the names of the people I was searching for, the people who claimed.
The claim? Go ahead. The individuals?
Yes, I know the answer.
Okay, go ahead. Tell us.
It's them. Henry Hudson was them.
Yeah,
was the one who claimed it for him. The Dutch,
right.
Samuel de Champlain claimed it for the French, mm-hmm. and then John Cabot claimed it for the English.
Moses,
that's good stuff.
You
right there.
Are excellent. You're that's superb work.
Right.
That you even know those.
Yep.
That kind of history. You could be a professor on this here learning university before you know it.
That's the Hudson River.
Right, mm-hmm. The Hudson River.
Henry Hudson. Thanks, Moses. You take care, my friend. And I know you look forward to 7 more years from now when you can get your driver's license.
Excellent job, Moses.
Thank you, Moses.
Wow, that's superb now. Someone who's 9 years old knowing all that.
Yeah, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We got about 13 minutes of learning left to go. J.J. Jasper is not here today. So our visiting professor, our graduate assistant, if you will, who's getting ready to raise to get credit for this
right.
show
and
get closer to being a permanent professor here is Walker Wildman. And Ed Vitagliano is with me. I'm the dean of the school. Tim Wildman, we thank you for listening. Let's repeat our questions that have gone unanswered for the last time on today's show.
Ed. Well, I just have one left.
Okay.
How many deacons were chosen in Acts chapter 6?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I have two left. Who was the first NASA astronaut to visit space twice?
So first time wasn't good enough.
He had to go back twice.
He had to go back again.
He left
something out there?
Yeah.
Left a pair of shoes.
Left a pair of shoes. Where are my slippers?
It was floating off.
Oh, no.
Man.
I got to go back. Get them. They cost too much.
Last question. Who is the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants?
Not Bob Denver. Not Walter Cronkite.
Not
Sean Connery, and not Gordon Lightfoot.
Not Tom Cruise either.
We knew, and not so we've taken those we've, five names off.
We've
the,
narrowed it down for our students. So
there's a couple thousand more actors.
Right,
to choose
but
from.
Those five are not it. Now, here are my questions. What toy, first introduced in the year 1979, sold over 100 million units by the year 1982? Number two, who was the first explorer to reach the North Pole? I'm really shocked. I said I'm shocked that that question has not been answered.
Hmm.
Who was the first explorer to reach the North Pole? Again, it isn't Dora
the Explorer.
Is it Santa Claus?
No, Walker, it was not, but that's a bad guess.
But we'll have to have a discussion afterwards.
Right. You've regressed.
Oh, man.
Yeah. What is the best-selling novel of all time?
Wow.
The best-selling novel of all time. What is the answer to that question? Back to the phones.
Back to the phones we go. We go to, all right, Indiana, and David is on the line. David, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, all right. Well, welcome to the university. We always like our first-time callers. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both, David?
I would like to do both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
Who was the first man in space twice?
All right, here's the question. I'll repeat it. Who was the first NASA astronaut to visit space twice?
Virgil Irwin, Gus Grissom.
Wow, I just have Gus Grissom, so he must have a big name.
Virgil is his first name. Excellent job.
The Gus, I think, was his nickname.
Yeah, okay.
When did he go? What to missions? Do you know?
Well, the second one was to get his shoes.
I don't have that specific information here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
good job. You got that correct.
I think he might have been one of the Gemini astronauts, and I think he was an Apollo astronaut. But that's mm-hmm. just my guess. It's mm-hmm. might be uninformed. So
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sounded good, though.
Sure did. Yeah. David, what's your question for us?
What is a ziggurat?
A ziggurat is a...
Was Phil Collins the drummer for Gemini?
For Gemini.
Huh?
No, that was a different group.
Okay. Well.
A ziggurat is a big tower that is built, has a wide base.
A ziggurat? What are we talking
ziggurat. About? Ziggurat.
A ziggurat. A tower. What is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they usually have a pathway that winds all the way up to the top.
Is that right?
It's close. All the pictures I've seen, it's like a kind of like a step pyramid, like down, you know, like the step pyramids in
like
in
the
Central
Aztecs and Mayans.
It's similar to that, except there's a kind of a small difference. It's a little more sophisticated.
Okay. All right.
Hey, I was thinking about
a little more crooked. It depends which picture you go by.
Okay. All right.
Let me ask you this, Dave. I'm just off the wall here. Just your opinion. I was thinking about doing something in my backyard, and
uh-oh.
I was wondering whether that would. You think I'd need to go with that?
A ziggurat.
A ziggurat. Or maybe just maybe just a sundial or something. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, a sundial would probably be a little more.
Okay. It's kind of pagan, though. It's kind of pagan, the roots of a sundial. So I didn't know.
A sundial's not pagan.
It's not?
Yeah, they just told time by it, wouldn't they?
I don't know.
Quarter past, freckle, half sour.
The ziggurat thing. I'm referring to the ziggurat.
Yeah.
It depends how much space you have because the pictures I've seen, they're pretty big.
Yeah.
A ziggurat. Okay, well, I'll look at it. I just thought maybe that'd be something, you know, not everybody has.
It'd be the talk of the town, though. I know that.
In their backyard. I'll
and a lot of times they sacrificed other humans at the top of them, so
right.
Okay. You might want to not do that.
Well, I'm a landowner now. I just bought me an acre. A lot of people have
a 1 acre ziggurat.
A lot of people have their North 40. I got my North 1. Huh? But hey, I'm a landowner.
That's right. You can do whatever. Well, you can do it on that land, whatever the EPA
right.
lets you do. Whatever the federal government lets you do on that land, you
can
do it.
Imagine calling up your county office, you know, or whatever.
Want a permit?
I want a permit to build a ziggurat.
Ziggurat.
A ziggurat.
Or a juggernaut. You can build a juggernaut.
Hold
if
on,
you want
sir.
It.
Hey, Sue.
What's the extension for the ziggurat department?
This man wants to build a ziggurat. Who do I give him to? Oh, man. All right, who we got?
All right, David. Hey, thank you, brother. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, we go to Missouri.
I like to hear that.
Missouri. And Laura is on the line. Laura, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hello there. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Answer.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
The one about the deacons.
All right. Here's the question. How many deacons were chosen in Acts chapter 6?
There were seven.
Seven were chosen.
Good
Excellent job.
Job,
Laura.
Now, were they chosen or were they elected?
Well, Are you
I
asking,
think
Laura?
They were chosen. I'm pretty sure they were chosen.
Yeah, they prayed about it, and
who chose them?
Democracy wasn't a thing back then.
Okay, well,
representative democracy.
Well, they asked the people for the names, and they had to be men who were full of the Holy Spirit and had integrity.
So they're
and
chosen by the people.
I'm not sure I know the difference between selected or elected or chosen, but. Those are the names that were put forward, and
who wasn't chosen? Got disappointed that day.
Well, Luigi was the only one I can think of. Luigi went home and said, "Hey, I'm in the running for this here deacon position. Not sure what it is," and he was really disappointed when he got passed over.
Okay, all right.
So he went out and started his own church.
That is not biblical, folks. So don't look it up.
That's not Laura. So Laura, you. Don't have a question for us?
I cannot think of one at the moment, no.
Okay. Well, thank you, Laura, and have a good weekend.
You too.
All right.
Well, we're running out of time for my questions, so we got time for one more call.
Okay? All right.
Then we're going to have to give our answers.
Okay. We go to Mississippi, and Shirley is on the give an account.
Yeah.
Shirley is on the line. Shirley, we're kind of coming down to the end of the program. Looks like you're the last caller for this here show today. Mm-hmm. You want
to
ask?
That's wonderful, because I never expected to get on, and I don't have a question to ask you because I was sure I would never make it on here. But here
Shirley, you got to have some faith,
optimism.
My sister. No, you got to have some faith.
No, I get that a lot from people. They give up. They send a lot of people into depression.
That's okay. I love this program.
Okay.
It makes my day.
Well, bless your heart.
Whether I'm on it or off of it.
Well, thank you. We appreciate those kind words.
Absolutely.
Do you want to at least take a shot at a question?
Yes, I will.
All right, which one?
That one about the person that went to the North Pole.
Okay, who was the first explorer to reach the North Pole, Shirley?
Okay, I'm not sure whether that's where he went, but Leif Erikson?
No, Leif Erikson was a Viking explorer that made it to Greenland, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He didn't get all the way up there.
Here's the answer I have. Robert E. Perry.
Robert Perry.
He's generally considered to be the first person to reach the North Pole. He did this April 6th, 1909.
And because he made it to the North Pole, his nickname was Refrigerator.
It was.
So Robert Refrigerator Perry.
Icebox.
I would like to make one comment for the man who wanted to have the mug. He was joking with y'all.
Yeah.
Well, I would tell him that possibly if he visited the headquarters up there, he might get one, because I'm drinking out of one right now.
He would get one if he visited us.
If you come to Tupelo and then come to our office, you go to that trouble, we're going to give you a free travel mug.
That's right.
Mm. Yeah,
absolutely.
Cover that gas.
Hey, thank you.
I was there a year ago in December, and it was wonderful. Y'all have a great weekend.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Shirley. Thank you for being such a faithful listener.
What do you got, Ed, that hasn't been answered?
That's it. All might have been answered.
Walker?
I just have one that hasn't been answered. Who is the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants?
I have no idea.
Pat Sajak.
Close. Tom Kenny.
Who's that?
Tom?
Good question.
Wait a second. It's not anybody famous that anybody could possibly know?
Wait, Tom may be. Tom Kenny may be famous. Let me look.
Is that the only is that the only question you have?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to ask y'all these questions.
All right, because I want to take a shot at
these. Yeah, because y'all don't know the answer. I haven't given you the answer. What toy introduced in 1979 in 3 years sold over 100 million units?
Let's say the Rubik's Cube.
Rubik's Cube, right. Absolutely. Yeah, I'll give you a little time for that. The Rubik's Cube, invented by Erno Rubik, a Hungarian scientist. He was obsessed with 3D geometry.
Who bought himself an island after that.
Absolutely. I hope he profited from it. I'm trying to read the rest of the story here. We're about out of time. But Rubik's, the other possible answers would have been Pictionary or Cabbage Patch Kids. They were both popular at the time. Okay, and you already know this one. I did show you this one. What's the best-selling novel of all time? What's the name of that, Ed?
I was surprised. Don Quixote. I always thought it was... Ben-Hur, that was a very, by that General Lou, I forget his name.
Some of the other popular answers were Moby Dick, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, and The Hobbit.
Okay.
But this one is...
Don Quixote.
500 million copies sold.
Wow.
So, take that, John Grisham.
You have any others?
No, I don't know. John Grisham sold a bunch, too. So, he's in that...
He's on an island, too.
He's in that league. All right, and Stephen King will be another one that comes to mind. All right, folks, you have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to American Family Radio, and be in church on Sunday, and we'll see you back here, Lord willing, on Monday.